Welcome to the Blacklist AfterBuzz After Show. Alexander Kirk, you are not the father.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. I will be your father. Welcome. Tiny hands in my hand. I love. God, I love some George Michael. Anything you have in mind. Welcome to the Blacklist After Buzz After Show. I'm Joe Braswell, listening to the lovely sounds of George Michael. I love George Michael much, as I told you.
How much, Joe?
I wish I was gay.
I love, so much?
I wish I was gay. I love him so much. So I can, never mind. I don't, so I can hug him.
You don't have to be gay to hug him.
Okay. I'm gonna, all right.
Yeah, okay.
I love George Michael.
I love George Michael too, so much.
I'm Joe Braswell. Hi, Joe Braswell. Julia Carely.
Hi.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm Julia Carely. Thank you for asking.
You know who's not here?
What?
Joe San Mother Effin Flippo. he's not here. And this is his big moment to shine.
I know.
He could take his victory lap and gloat and do his whole thing, and everyone can say, Joe Flippo's right.
Joe's the best.
Joe's the best.
Joe's always right.
We love Joe. He seems to think that Red is the father. He said Red's always the father. He's always been the father. We've had the yellow blast thing back and forth.
Nothing happened that says Red is the father.
Red's the father. But I know Flippo, and he would take this opportunity to super, super gloat on this. But I am online now. Hello to all of our folks.
Oh, can we put it on the screen again? I like seeing it.
All of our folks in watching us on YouTube live right this very second. Watson Keen, of course, Cassandra Sellers, and Anna Pahura Saha, Telly Bondage, and Ashley Skinner, and everyone. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Yes, Flippo is gone. You know, I kind of knew Flippo would be, he's only got so many episodes in it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, 22.
He was on a big fat roll.
He was on a roll.
I knew it was coming to an end.
Out of eight. Wait, seven or eight?
Seven.
So he's been like at least five or six?
I'm going to say six.
No.
Five.
Not counting today.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Well, anyway. Yeah. That was good. Well, Flippo's not here. But we're here in the Blacklist, man. So a lot, I guess, did a lot happen this episode? I feel like a lot happened and nothing happened.
It felt a lot of nothing.
Felt like a filler episode for sure.
Well, sure. It's a lead up to the big fall finale, which is next week.
Which is another.
So this was just a huge build up.
Fall finale.
I mean, and like, a nice big answer. You know, I love it when we get a nice big answer.
Well, we got that she's not.
That she is not Alexander Kirk's daughter. Oh, God.
Red could have doctored. He doctored the results.
He had no idea where she was. He didn't.
I don't know.
He didn't.
Kirk seems to think. Kirk seemed genuinely disappointed, by the way.
Shocked.
Like, he was all in on him being the father. He was really disappointed.
Well, I always thought that he believed he was the father.
Right.
Whether he was or wasn't, that remained to be seen until today.
Right. Golden Toe says, Joe's right. Joe's the best. We love Joe.
Oh, for crying out loud. I am actually thrilled.
And they don't mean me.
Flippo isn't here today. Because that's just too much.
It's just too much. He doesn't need that.
His head would explode.
His head's already gigantic. Anyway. So yeah, well, let's just unpack this episode a little bit.
Right.
It opened, you know, the opening was really weird. First, I mean, really, really scary. I mean, I don't know that I need a melting face, a flesh-eating melting face on my primetime television show to open
Once
the show.
Again, I don't know why I make my breakfast, then sit down
to watch this.
I watched it this morning.
Right.
Every time I look at my eggs, I'm like, just push those away.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And remind me to never, I mean, I the three words I never want to hear that no one ever wants to hear are, get the bone saw. Like, as your face is melting. Like, what about, get the bone saw. Like, no.
Also, we're running out of places to put the bodies. We're running out of room.
Oh, man. So I'm not exactly sure. So I'm assuming we found out that they're doing some crazy DNA gene.
Yeah, well, the hematologist stuff, and then next-gen genome research where they're training someone's DNA to
heal itself?
To repair itself.
Repair itself.
Yeah. It's called CRISPR. I don't know what that stands for.
It stands for, I don't know. I don't have the acronym. That's a long acronym. I couldn't make that acronym up. It's too long. CRISPR. I don't know. I got nothing for CRISPR. So yeah, so it opens there, and then we're back with Kirk in a box.
Kirk in a box.
Kirk's in the box, and you know, Lizzie, she's. I mean, help me understand. I mean, this is what we've been doing for 4 years.
You want me to help you understand, Lizzie Keene?
Help me understand, Lizzie.
Okay.
Here. Because. Well, listen, I like what they did. We talk about this a lot. I like what they did in that they used Tom Keene as an audience surrogate again. Yes. We always need someone. The show's way better, by the way, when we have someone saying, "What the F is wrong with you, Lizzie?"
Yes.
Like, we have that person, and this time it's Tom. Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's Red, sometimes it's someone else. This time it's Tom. Like, what's your problem? It was Navabi at one point.
Uh-huh.
But now it's like, this guy, like, no, he you shouldn't care.
I appreciated the device that they used because Tom and Lizzie do have very similar situations in that they're pretty much orphans. Right. And, you know, they were both, you know, I forgot, that was my bad. I forgot that he was introduced to his mother, that he knew that Susan Hargrave was his mother.
Right.
I forgot that. Yeah. And someone corrected me earlier, so thank you for that.
Blacklist colon redemption.
Colon redemption. But I appreciated, since they are in the same sort of situation, but they have completely different reactions, it sort of helped to break down why she would want to help this man versus why she wouldn't.
Right.
I liked that.
And there is something to it. And she was not completely. She is saying, like, he will, you know, rot in jail for the rest of his life. He's my father. I don't want him to die. But he can go to jail for the rest of his life. And then, you know, she put her hand away when she reached for his hand.
Yeah.
But then what about the point when he's like, as long as it doesn't cause you any harm, we know we have Spagnus, poor baby Spagnus.
Well, I could see why you would walk away. I could see why you wouldn't want to help. It's a hard decision to make. Yeah. I get that. If all she's ever wanted was answers, sure. This guy seems to have the answers. She believes that this guy is her father.
But donating a little blood's one thing. Going in and having some bone marrow scraped, you know,
she really with the
possibility
answers.
of you know, embolism and, you know, infection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Limited mobility, you know, just wheelchair the rest of your life.
She really wants some answers.
Also,
I don't want answers that bad. I don't know if I want answers that bad. Like, I don't.
It just drives me crazy. I know that it's writing into. I get it. It's a television show. I understand right. that. But if this guy is lying there dying and he's saying, "There was so much I wanted to tell you." Okay, start yeah. talking. We got a matter of hours. What you got, buddy?
Spill it, Kirk.
Let's go.
Yeah, start yapping, Kirk. There's so much I want to tell you, but I guess I will have to wait.
I thought we had more time. Well, we have some hours. You know what?
We're sitting here. I got nothing to do.
Give me the highlights.
Yeah.
Speaking of highlights.
Uh-oh, yes.
Highlights magazine. I could watch Red and Dembe.
Oh, yeah.
Going through Highlights magazine for the rest of my freaking life.
It's pretty great.
There's the banana.
There's
the sailboat. The teacup. I remember.
Oh, man. That's so
I loved Highlights magazine.
Highlights magazine.
So good.
It's really great. It was really great.
It invokes, you know, the scent of my dentist's office as a child.
You know what else I love? The other throwback, 80s-ish throwback you did when he commented on a very lovely and sexy Navabi.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know, she's
so hot, man.
She's pretty hot.
So hot.
I was, yeah. We got to see her Navabis, if you will.
Oh,
like, not that, you know, not that I was looking. Anyway, but Red said, yeah, I don't know. Red did say, he asked if she did calisthenics or jazzercise. Calisthenics or jazzercise? Like, Red, you've been away for
he
a long time.
He hasn't been to the gym in a while.
Yeah, yeah. You know, jazzercise.
But they should be workout buddies. I thought that was a fun little exchange.
Yeah, that was a fun exchange. Anyway, so we digress. So
sorry.
It got a little, so Red comes to Lizzie and said, look, you know, he wants to meet with her. And she does meet with him reluctantly, as always. And then Red goes through the whole thing of there's a guy called the coroner. He specializes in you know, sort of changing your identity once, faking your death and then giving you a new identity,
mm-hmm.
right? This person...
Only for criminals, though.
Only for criminals, yes. Of course, because that's why it's in the blacklist. This person is set up to do this for Alexander Kirk, maybe? Is this why we're doing... What was the thing?
No, we needed to get to the coroner to get to Adrian Shaw.
Oh, he's a doctor. That's right.
He gave, what was her first name? Sonia Bloom, which is now Adrian Shaw. He gave her that identity.
Got it. And then,
So the coroner wasn't really the Blacklister. He let the FBI think it was the Blacklister. Right. I guess it could have been Blacklister.
But what did he tell Lizzie first? Like, what did they tell? They said, why are we doing that? I think it was...
I don't know if he really remember. Told her.
Okay. That this is... This is
he didn't really say why.
He... I don't know.
Did he?
Help us all. Yeah. Because help us, he had please. To. Because he had to because he... this is why she's like, I don't care about this. I need some time off. And, you know, and she's like... He's like, hey, well, you should care because the coroner is the key to blah, blah, blah.
He didn't say, because they already have Kirk.
That's true.
There wasn't really a purpose. It was just, in my opinion, I may have missed something.
Yeah.
Because they already had Kirk. She thought everything was, you know, daisies and rainbows.
Well, I do know that they did, in finding the coroner, they did a lot of expositional gymnastics to get from... You know, the coroner to the drug.
I mean,
lords.
I have all these notes that mean nothing. Barrera. Oh, who's she? She's important. They spent so much time on this drug cartel woman who is now in hiding. I was like, look at that.
She got a mean kick though. Mean roundhouse kick.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, like it took the Navabi out with a little kick and little mace to the face and a little kick. And she was ready to go.
She was at the ready.
Yeah. I knew she was going to ball. I was like, how is she going to run? Because she was so, like, ready to run. Oh. Especially when the tattoo came out. Nice tattoo.
Got to her pretty easily. Just because she knew Latin. That's it. That's all it took. And you narrowed it down in all the world.
It was some expositional gymnastics in this teleplay in the script that got us there. And it you know, they explained it all in one scene in about two pages. You know,
I love
fine.
How everyone's just like right there in the DC general area. Everything's in driving distance. All these international web of crime.
You know what?
Doesn't matter. It's right
Virginia
there.
Is a hub. DC is a hub for criminal activity.
Again, I'm not an East Coaster. I'm an LA girl. It takes, you know, a long time to get anywhere you have to go.
Yeah.
Everything is small states. Right?
Yeah.
Small states.
Train to Philly, train to New York, train to DC, train to Boston.
It's all right there.
And if you have like a helicopter, piece of cake.
Done and done.
It's all done. No big deal.
Okay.
Anyway, so they find her. They use this to track down the doctor.
Yes.
Right. And then, but of course, Red exposes and says that actually he was. Oh wait, they did the sting operation. What happened with the sting operation?
Which sting operation?
When Navabi got dressed up.
Oh well, that was because. To the FBI, the coroner was the Blacklister.
Right.
That was their focus. They had no idea about... They have no idea what Red's, you know, full game is.
Right.
You know, he's definitely manipulating them.
Right.
I like how this Blacklist is shaping up this season because there's absolute focus to it rather than just a random Blacklister here and there, which we had seen in other seasons.
Right.
There's, without a doubt, absolute focus. And I like how he's using the FBI, which he always does.
Well, but here's the thing with that. In previous seasons, I have a question or two. In previous seasons, it's always been this thing of, like, Red's going to get a Blacklister, but of course he has some other reason for doing that. And it was like, what's his game? What's Red doing? Like, why is Red, what's Red working on, you know? And so we kind of got past that. Now, it's pretty obvious that when Red gives you a Blacklister, he needs something. Like, Lizzie said it, they've all said it. So, it is kind of a quid pro quo, if you will. So, why is Wrestler and those guys still upset about it? Like, every time... Red gives you a Blacklister. Like, he says every time. He's like, look, you need to win, Wrestler.
You need to win.
Take the win. Like, why are you? He's like, well, yeah, but what are you doing?
This guy is
like,
the key.
Who cares what I'm doing?
Is the key to dozens of criminals.
Right. At this point, at this stage of the game, in season four, who cares? Let Red do his goddamn thing. Like, Red, let him do his thing.
Yeah, well.
Right? Here's a Blacklister served on platter. I'll be over here. What are you doing over there, Red? Who cares?
Leave me alone.
Anyway. So, but they don't. The Wrestler says, I don't care. He gets called the DEA, the FTA, the FBI, the IRS. I didn't know where he's going.
Anyway. All right.
So they do follow Red, and then Red is also. I do like how Red's sort of one step ahead of them at all times. Like,
oh yeah,
the FBI is going to be coming. The FBI is going to be in the boat. All this stuff. So you know, Red does find the doctor. The good doctor,
Adrian Shaw. Sonia Bloom.
And basically extracts her. Was able to extract her. And I'm just skipping ahead to this part. Able to extract her, and the FBI comes in and gets, you know, sees this crazy laboratory of people. You know.
That was a creepy, creepy shot.
Yeah.
That wall of people with different stages of their skin burning off. And
where's the hazmat team? If I walk into anywhere and is this flesh being eaten?
Yes. I'm not like, just cover your mouth.
I'm not bumping around like, oh, this looks weird. What's in that door? Like, no.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I don't know.
I didn't get it.
Anyway, so that was that. And then Red was able to extract the doctor. And then, which I thought was very interesting, takes her to a lab that he's made so she can work.
Yes.
This is done that. What the hell is he doing?
I don't know.
What's Red doing?
I mean, you think he would want Alexander Kirk to die.
Right. But I don't think it's about Kirk, is it? She's like, are you sick? He's like, oh, you have no idea.
I don't think he's sick. Do you think he's sick?
No, that was a line. But I'm just saying, I don't know. But I mean, does it have something to do with because it's all genetic work and DNA work.
Well,
does it have
something to do with like
Lizzie's real DNA and who's in doctoring and fixing and who's the father and you think you are? Is it a complicated DNA mix-up thing? Like, what the hell's going on there?
I don't really know. I maybe you guys know. But I don't really know. Hmm. Because why Navabi and wrestlers seem to think, or Navabi seem to think that he kidnapped her to murder her because she was the key to keeping Alexander Kirk alive. But obviously he's not trying to kill her.
Right.
He wants her to work on something.
Something.
Just don't know what.
Don't know what. All right. We'll soon find out. Meanwhile, back at the, fatherly, what's my man's name? Cooper. Cooper. Cooper goes to Liz and says, you should talk to him. You should talk to your father. He's in the box. This is your opportunity to talk to him. So she goes down and talks to him. And, the whole Liz Kirk thing is like, doesn't like land with me.
How she started with, I feel like you deserve clarity. Does he?
I don't know. This isn't Megan Boone's fault. This isn't Lizzie's fault. This is just this storyline is so thin to me. And I'm not trying to be like, I'm not a Blacklist hater and everyone's going to say, you hate the Blacklist. No, I'm just curious. This storyline is a little thin because I don't know why, like, does the connection, Liz needing to know her past, like, does not seem, like, it doesn't outweigh the fact that Kirk's a crazy person who's manipulated and all these things. So her, like, yeah, but I want to know more, sort of dancing along this fire. I don't know. It doesn't really land for me.
It doesn't necessarily land for me, but I'm into it. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I agree. It is thin.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you on that.
So they have the conversation. Of course. And then I forget the most important part. Red telegraphs the whole thing to Lizzie. Like, he's going to escape. He's going to use you to escape.
Yeah.
And she's like, not me. And it's going to happen.
He calls her like, I know you. I know you're compassionate. And that's going to come through and you're going to want to save him.
Yeah. So I'm like, listen to the man. She's like, no. And when she goes down, the second like he goes down, and she's like, "Open the door!" I'm like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "Is this that was quick?"
Oh, Lizzie,
like, open the door! Like, we don't want him to escape.
Even he said it. What did he say? She said, "I'm not helping you escape." When she went down there, and as he started to bleed, he goes, "You already have."
Yeah, you already have. It's like, and then she's like, next line is, "Open the door."
You've already helped. You just don't see it.
Anyway, so they take him to the hospital. Also, doesn't seem very secure in that hospital, right? Like, I guess he's not a flight risk. He's not handcuffed to the bed, but he's like bumping around. He's looking out the window.
Yeah, it doesn't seem
he's
very
got,
secure.
He's got a line of sight everywhere. He's giving
guards
signs
everywhere, like they said.
He's, let's go. Come get me. Like, he's giving signs. Like, that doesn't seem like a very secure lockdown.
No.
From the box to just a hospital bed where he's bumping around.
And they let Odette in, no problem. She got in, no problem.
No problem.
No problem.
What,
at all.
It's his attorney.
Okay.
Yeah. I like this Odette.
You do like this Odette.
Yeah. I don't know. She's cool. I don't know. But
I like that she hates Liz.
Yeah.
She's like the wicked stepmother already.
Liz is ruining
everything. She ruined everything.
Yeah.
Before her, we had everything. Now we have nothing.
Totally the wicked stepmother.
That's she so is. Great. That's the first thing I thought.
I forgot. She's totally. Now that we know her relationship with Kirk, now that we know, like it's a jealousy. I thought there was more of a fatherly, you know, relationship there, but then we find out it's not. It's they're lovers, and you know, now she's mad.
Wait, when did you think it was fatherly, their relationship? From the first time we met him, there was side glances. Really? And I feel like there may have been like a little little hand
I
thing.
I didn't see any canoodling at all.
You didn't see any sort of sexy gazes?
No.
No sexy gazes.
I missed the whole thing. I was too busy, like, I don't know, maybe I didn't think that they could be. This is maybe it's blind. I'm like, they wouldn't be together.
Really?
Yeah, I'm dumb. what can I say? What can I say? I'm dumb. Yeah, but, the plan's in place. And the second that bus crash, I'm like, okay, well, here we go. Full triage. Everything's happening. Like, this is the plan.
That's what I thought, too.
How come? Why does anyone? No one knows this. Like, this is what? Like, it takes Red at the end to be like, get out of there because did a bus crash? if a bus crashed, you're in trouble. Like, come on. Anyway. So I don't know. So yeah. So Odette.
I don't know. I feel like the FBI has a little false sense of security when it comes to Kirk. He's been 5 steps ahead of everybody until the bitter end. Even Red couldn't catch this guy for.
We have 8 episodes, I believe. Kirk has been in their grasps like at least 5 times and escaped.
Yeah.
Just narrowly escaped.
Yeah.
Like 5 times.
Every single time.
Like you want? I mean, you know,
he's killed a bunch of your people.
Locking him in the box was a good start.
Yes.
Letting him free walk around the hotel room, like giving signs, giving the high signs out the window, not a good look.
No.
Having Odette come in, like
no one notices that they're just making out. No one's watching.
Yeah, there's no cameras. All right.
All right.
If only we ran the FBI.
If only.
So we get to before we get to that, Lizzie's going to do it. She's going to give him the blood. She's waiting for the test again. The most prolonged, you know, test results. As I predicted, you know, whatever. Like, as soon as we find out if you were a match. Am I a match? The tests are delayed. Am I a match? The bus is here. I'm like, get the test results already!
Did you think she was going to be a match?
Fuck no.
Me neither.
Heck no. No way! Not a chance! It's stringing out way too long. But I did feel a little bad for Kirk in that moment. Because when she's like, and Lizzie seemed disappointed too.
She did seem very disappointed. Yeah,
like it's not just that. But here's the other thing, like, I'm just such a naysayer. But why isn't Lizzie pissed at Kirk now? Like, you know, she gets mad at Red for sneezing. Like, you sneezed. Like, I'm done with you, Red. God bless you, and I'm done.
God bless you. I never want to see you again.
She's like, Kirk. She's like, you're not even my dad, and I'm not a match, and you're not my dad.
Oh. Mm.
He's like, what?
What could have been?
It's all Red's fault. It's Red's fault. She's like, yeah. Red, is this your fault? I'm like, come on. Give. God damn it.
That's Red, so can't, amazing.
Red can't catch a break.
You're right, Daddy. It must be Red.
It must be Red. Red, what did you do to my DNA test? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I am, though. I mean, Kirk has been such a manipulator to her. He has gotten in her head. He has gotten deep.
Yeah, he's deep. He's deep in there because she's really all in on Kirk.
But I cannot wait to see how this informs Kirk's character from here on out.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. You could already see him changing. You could already see how pissed he was. I wonder why he thought he was the father for this long. Was it the shoddy DNA results from 30 years ago? Is that why he believed it?
I don't know. Something's obviously someone's doctored something. Because we have one DNA result that says you're the father that Kirk believes. So he didn't doctor him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he believed it. And then we have another DNA result that says that you're not the father. So someone did doctor something. So, I mean, obviously, if someone doctored the original DNA test
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't Kirk, and it sure as hell wasn't Odette, then who was it and why?
Who would want him to believe that he was Masha's dad?
Yeah, like, why would that DNA test come back like, oh, we're, you know.
I mean, it was 30 years ago. Technology is not what it is
now. Are we just led to believe that, like, oh, it's a fluky test?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe someone manipulated it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone manipulated the results this time, because if it was going to be anyone, it's going to be Red, and Red didn't even know she was there.
But it would make sense for Kirk to manipulate the first one to get Lizzie to believe that she's the that I am your father.
Yeah, but he believed it.
He believed it because he wanted the blood. He really believed it. So it wasn't him. The only person, the other person that's close to him was Odette, and Odette doesn't want Lizzie around at all. She's like ruining everything. She's ruining everything, clearly. So, I don't know. This is where I'm confused here.
Yeah.
And then now these tests come back, and Kirk's so convinced. He's double like, it's ran. Red.
He's desperate.
I don't know. Yeah, and how... Oh, maybe... Oh, what, actually, wait. Maybe Katarina.
Oh, maybe Katarina.
Yeah, maybe... Because we still haven't seen her. Because
they were married. She had an affair.
Yeah.
Is there a third option here? Is there a third option floating around out there?
No, I think...
Because I still don't believe Red's the dad.
Yeah. Is there a third option for the dad, huh?
I mean, she was a international super spy, Katarina.
I mean, she did, you know...
She was super hot. She had to do what she had to do sometimes.
You know what I mean? I watch The Americans. I see what happens. I know spies get down. See what Carrie Russell has to do week to week. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But it seems to me, wasn't there someone else that was around that time that someone else has got to be popping up?
There has to be.
It has to be. There's someone yet to be revealed. This is the worst episode of Jerry Springer or Maury Povich ever. But Ashley says there's a rumor there might be a third man.
Oh.
Okay.
There's got to be someone. Maybe Charlie was her real father after all, her adopted father.
God rest his soul.
Oh, Charlie.
So, that guy. So Kirk is upset. They are coming. He gives a sign. He wants to get out of there. Now that he can't get the blood done, mm-hmm. he's ready to get out and do what, by the way?
Yeah.
Because he's only got a day to live.
Yeah.
What's his move?
He's going to be dead by morning.
She's
not going to be a match either.
That's right. Yeah. What's his move? What's his play?
What's the point? Is it just now vengeance against Red?
And also, what's my man? Kirk was ready to give away the whole fortune to Lizzie. He said, give it away. So, like, he really thinks this is his daughter.
Yeah.
You know, he's... So, I don't know. This is strange.
Oh, he obviously always thought it was his daughter, because look at all the great lengths that he went to procure her blood and her stem cells.
There's something happening here. I feel like that... I think we're getting into some territory where we're going to find out, and this is kind of a prediction-ish, but like we're getting some territory where we're going to find out that Lizzie is the key in some sort of like genetic experiment. Maybe it's some sort of like, you know, she's like some super spy baby, original spy baby.
Maybe she doesn't have a father.
Yeah, maybe she's
maybe
some
weird she's thing. Just like completely she's... genetically engineered.
Yeah, it's to cry.
To be a petulant teenager and forever and always.
Maybe this is why Spagnus is so important, because I don't know. I don't know either. I know. I'm getting to like some Orphan Black plot lines here. Like crossing shows. Orphan Black and the Americans meets the Blacklist. I don't know. I just don't. I'm really confused here. I just want to talk theories at this point, because Red, we talked about Red gets, what's her name? They get the lab. You're going to work in this lab. She calls Red and asks him, did you doctor the DNA test? Red said, of course not. How would I do that? Why? And so I'm not Kirk's father. And he's mm-hmm. like, well, you got to get the F out of here.
Yeah.
Because he thought you were his daughter. Now that he knows you're not, like, you're dead. And so men are coming, and the kind of men that don't stop, you know, to get, you know, until they get what they want. I think Red had to know that, but I guess Red thought as long as they thought that they were, you know...
That she was going to be safe.
That she'll be safe.
She was always going to be safe as long as he believed.
Right.
As long as Kirk believed.
So...
But now, now he's just pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed. So...
So now I think it's just going to be about Red.
Right.
That this whole thing will be about torturing Red.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to predictions now, because I want to spend some time on this.
Okay.
We have some theories. Oh, so yeah. Oh yeah, you know, Katarina's diary referred to Red and another American. That's true.
Oh, that's right.
You know, Teddy says, "Did she really kill her dad?" I don't know. Red said he did.
Red said that he himself killed it.
I don't know. I'm reading what Ashley said. I don't know.
Well, I still stick by that Red has never lied to her. He has omitted truths.
Right.
But he has never lied to her.
A fact that he's
and he has said multiple times, I am not your father. He said it
multiple times in the goddamn series. He says, "I've never lied to you, Lizzie."
And holds up.
Holds up every time.
Holds up. Everyone, she'll never believe him.
With everyone except for Lizzie.
But it holds up.
Yes. At some point, like, she has to have a diary or something that says, all the times Red lied to me, never.
Like like two keeping columns. A log?
Yeah. All the times Red saved my life, it's like four pages. All the times Red's lied, blank. Like, but I still don't trust him. I don't know. All right. So, I don't know. Okay, so we have a lot of things going on. So what do we think Red's up to? Because Red seems to be on an agenda that's completely separate from what's going on with Kirk in the moment. Completely separate with the fact that, you know, Red knows that Kirk's not the father. I mean, he knows this already.
Yes.
So he is now got the doctor and her crazy, you know, DNA gene self-healing study.
Yes.
To do what? I have a theory.
Let's hear it.
I think he wants to save Kirk.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I don't know. Like, I think he wants Kirk to continue the work so that he can save Kirk. The question is,
is he going to profit off of Kirk somehow, like he did with the Cabal?
No, I feel like that there's maybe information that Kirk has that he needs. But this is also new. Maybe after he's calmed down and got, now he's got Spagnus back and he's got Lizzie back, or had Lizzie back. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's like, well, maybe Kirk doesn't have to die. Maybe I need to get this information from Kirk before he croaks. So maybe his...
I mean, they have a torrid past together.
Or make sure that, you know, he didn't say something, or it's something to do with saving Kirk. And the other question I have is for you, if in fact she's going to continue the work, where's she going to find all these weird people to test? Like, she's going through all these, like, a boat full of people whose skin she's melted.
Yeah.
Like, is she going to keep doing that? Is Red going to find her more people to melt skin?
To kill? Really? Just to kill?
That can't be right.
Maybe he wants her to work on something completely different. So what is she working on? So before, she was a research scientist. This is when she was still Sonia Bloom, right? And she was doing the next gen genome research, which was resequencing DNA to fight off a disease. Now she's paired up with a hematologist as well.
Yep.
They're working on CRISPR, which is still sort of the same thing she was doing before, teaching DNA to repair itself. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know. Why?
All right, so let's pause that.
Is something wrong with Lizzie? Is Lizzie sick with something that only Red knows?
Okay, to pause that. So let's jump back to Kirk. So Kirk, who thought, Liz is my daughter, I'm here in the hospital, she's gonna save me. Or he seemed to be okay with not. I mean, Kirk was ready to die a bunch of times. He almost jumped off the building with Spagnus. Don't forget that.
Oh, I don't.
He's ready to jump off the building with Spagnus. He's cool. You know,
then she was still gonna save him.
He's in the box. He starts to die. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna die. It's okay. Before I can tell you everything, but it's okay. But like, I'm gonna give you all my money. I'm not gonna tell you anything though. But before I could, I wanted to tell you.
He also wants to give her all the money so she could stay away from Red successfully for the rest of her life.
And he genuinely, like, has a hatred for Red and thinks Red is the worst person in the world. So what's going on there? Why?
Don't know. I don't have these answers.
I want predictions. I don't have these answers.
I'm trying to work it out with you.
Maricelli, why? Maybe it has something to do with the story of Liz's memory. Oh, that's right. In the fall finale, we won't see Tom because he's out on his own show. That's true.
I was thinking, I had a prediction, I think, last week, was it? That she wasn't going to be a match, but Spagnus was going to be a match, and that was going to be the reason that Tom finally threw his hands up. But that, obviously, that's not going to happen. What I do see now is Tom, there's like a divisiveness between Tom and Lizzie. Right. He keeps saying, it's about our future, about our future, about our future. And she's like, no, it's about my past, my past, my past. And everything she's doing is just discounting any opinion Tom might have about the future of their family.
Yeah, we see the cracks, right?
This just going to be like a normal family separation? Like,
it's hard to say. Like, I mean, it's hard to say. Irreconcilable
differences?
Maybe, because we see the cracks already. Like, we've seen the cracks all season. Tom is, you know, done a lot of things Lizzie has been happy with, and Lizzie was really upset, but then she forgave him. Now Lizzie's doing things that Tom doesn't like, but he seems to forgive her. So I mean, this lovely spy relationship doesn't seem like it's gonna. I see where it could go wrong, and maybe it's setting up for some sort of like long arc and then reconciliation in the end, like an ER, Clooney and what's her name at the end of ER. Spoiler alert.
What was her name? Carol Hathaway. Loved ER.
Hathaway and Dr.
Ross.
Yeah, Ross and Hathaway. Ross and Hathaway. So maybe we're setting ourselves for long, like Ross and Hathaway. You know, get together at the last scene of last.
He also said in this episode, you know, when they were debating whether she was going to help Kirk or not, he goes, "I walked away from my mother, no problem, no problem.
Yeah,
F that lady.
Yeah,
she didn't want me. I don't want her.
Yeah,
but now, colon redemption.
She's like, you got a mother? Like, well, I forgot to tell you about that.
You were in Cuba.
That's right.
You were busy. So you never ask about me anyway.
Yeah.
You never ask how my day was. Just here with the baby.
That's true. That's right. Because Saha says what money he had all his assets seized. Well, he must still have some money stashed away.
Yeah, all his assets. No, I thought the same thing. But right. Maybe when he dies, they are distributed the way that his wishes were. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Does the government just keep that money then? He's dead. We'll keep it. It's got to go to someone.
Okay, Telly says, Shaw will find a fix for Kirk, which Red will trade for Liz and Spy Baby's life.
But Shaw will find a fix for
as Kirk. Knows. Oh, I see. As Kirk knows, he would kill her once he knows the truth. Oh, okay, I got it. Interesting.
Oh.
Because now that Kirk knows...
So this was an end game for Red, knowing that he was going to escape eventually?
Well, Red's like, look, at some point, he's going to have to come to grips with the fact that Liz is not his daughter. And once he realizes that Liz is not a daughter, Kirk's going to want her dead.
Yes. Okay.
And so Red's already like, you know, a few moves on the chessboard up, mm-hmm. saying, right now, I've got to cure this guy and say, I've got your cure. You leave Liz and Spy Baby alone forever.
So he knew he was always going to escape.
Telly, you're a goddamn genius.
Yeah.
Telly bondage. Nice. I like that. I like that a lot. And then that's right. I did watch the previews this week. Did you watch previews?
Yeah, I did watch the previews.
Yeah. So Red is tortured, and so I don't know.
So the last thing I saw before it cut, because I missed like the last second, I think. Was him saying, so what do you want me to say? Do you want me to say I'm her father? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah. Because Kirk wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, who the father actually is. Yeah, is Kirk then thinking, well, if I'm not the dad, then it must be Red, right?
Well, you don't clear this up, Katarina.
Yeah, she's dead.
Is she?
Kate May, she died.
Did she?
Ay, God. God.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, lots of twists and turns in the old Blacklist. Who knows? I'm so very, very curious as to how we're going to get to Blacklist Colonial Redemption. We've got a lot of business to do here. We've got Tom's got, and Lizzie's got a breakup somehow.
Is he going to take the baby?
Scotty's got to be involved. Maybe. This is a long prediction segment. Maybe Red's going to, Tom's going to call Scotty and the gang to rescue Red.
Red and Lizzie.
Red and Lizzie. The FBI can't help me. I gotta, but I know someone who can.
Okay.
It's that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry, Tom and Wrestler. I'm sorry, Cooper and Wrestler. You guys can't help me here. Your hands are tied. But I know a group that can.
Okay.
And then in comes Scotty and the gang. And then they come and rescue Red and Lizzie. But somehow in that process, something goes down to where Tom and Lizzie are done. And Tom goes off with his mom.
With the baby. I think Tom's going to take the baby with him.
You think so?
You think we're just going to have Blacklist Season 5 with Lizzie and a kid?
And I don't like the Homeland pulled it off. So people,
but that's Homeland.
I know. You pull off the kids. I don't know. I don't know. I think the kid's got to go. But where's the kid going to go?
Maybe the kid's going to die. Ugh. Will they kill a baby on NBC?
No. No, we'll not kill a baby on NBC. They will 100% not kill a baby on NBC. Not happening. I mean, I don't think the SVU's killed a baby. I don't think Law and Order's killed a baby yet. That's not gonna happen. But you never know. You know, I don't know. They produced, okay, so season finale will be, okay, the season finale will be the lead into Blacklist Redemption. Okay, Tom and his mom. Okay, got it. All right, good. So, damn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was a good prediction, Joe.
Whatever. I tried.
That was good. No, I liked it. I liked it.
All right. So, I don't know.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Where the F is Mr. Kaplan?
Mr. F and Kaplan.
I'm kind of mad at this storyline.
The storyline's really killing me right
it's
now.
It's really pissing me off.
It felt like, it feels a little unfinished.
It's obviously unfinished.
I'm talking about from that. I feel like the writers were like, you know, like, well, we don't want to kill her. I mean, did they have a plan?
Is she going to be the key in getting Red and Liz back somehow?
Yeah. But here's one thing I will say about a network show, a 22-episode show, and sort of our watching habits, our viewing habits. I mean, this is more of a, you know, pulling back the curtain of TV and zooming out a little bit. We are now in the age of streaming and binge watching.
Sorry. She didn't mean to say poop, nice prediction. She would say, ooh, nice
it's
prediction.
Right. That's okay. I thought she was saying poop on you, Braswell. Poop to you. I'll take it.
All right, go on. I'm sorry.
So in this age of, like, we stream everything, you know, most cable shows are 10 episodes. We have limited series that are now 6 to 8 episodes. Mm-hmm. Things are available immediately. Our viewing habits are such that we consume like 8 episodes of The Blacklist. So that's almost the entire Luke Cage season, you know, or whatever. So my theory is that when we are watching these things, we forget that they're 22 episodes. So they have to string this thing out. I imagine when they have the big board at the beginning of their season, they say they know what's going to happen. Okay, this is what's going to happen here, and this is our turn here, and this is what's going to happen here. But we're in episode 8. We got 22. They can't get to stuff for a long time. So maybe all of our hand-wringing about what's happening and not happening is just, it's a slow burn. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's going to have to be.
Maybe we should keep our pants on. So I'm saying this in relation to Mr. Kaplan. Maybe, all right. Well, they can't tell. in relationship to Mr. Kaplan, I'm saying that, you know, maybe they do have a plan. I mean, I'm contradicting myself. Maybe they have a plan, but the plan is a 22, maybe it happens in episode 12 or 13. Why does this plan have to be developed and solved in episode 8? Because I'm impatient.
Well, because Joe, we're all impatient.
I know.
Because they really teased it along. You know, I just want...
Yeah.
I mean, it's been really teased along. Not much has happened. I mean, we did find out last week that he was like a major tracker, that he had all these cameras set up and this and that. So there's something.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe somehow Mr. Kaplan will help in the rescue of Tom Ritz Bagnus, redeeming herself.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or maybe Mr. Kaplan will be part to go with Tom.
Now there's some technology involved, they're not untraceable.
Yes.
They're not completely off the grid. Me and Dembe has been really distraught over the death of Mr. Kaplan. Maybe he's going to go back to give her a proper burial.
Oh.
Find out she's not there.
Oh. I love it.
Me too.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Yeah. He's going to sneak off the shovel.
Uh-huh.
Where is
she? She's not there. He's going to track her. He's going to find some cameras. He's going to get to her. He's going to save her.
You're a genius. Give me that. That's a good one. I love that.
Thank you very much.
I love that. That's
I'm a little high after that one.
I think that's highly plausible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, that got a lot of theories. Kind of a thin episode. A lot of theories.
Well, yeah, not too much happened this week.
No,
you know,
I
grand setup for the fall finale, which I'm excited about.
I do want to say hello to some of our people on YouTube. Carlos Santino and Shane Daly and Michael Jones and Pape Exo. I can't pronounce that. I can't pronounce anything. D Swoops or Swopes. Let's see. Rocket Sheet. Very, very nice comments from Rocket Sheet, by the way. She says she thinks, or they say NBC should pay us. That's very nice.
Oh. Yeah, they should.
They don't. Tetro Che, Barham Bull, Hail Crimson King, Lady Goth, Hi, 12, Newbie Bird, and that's it. Thank you all for your comments, and all you guys watching right now and checking out right now, thank you very much. What else we got? That's it?
I think that's it.
We did our predictions.
We did like 15 minutes of predictions.
So, and Flippo, just to handle Flippo business, like, he's calling me, texting me, like, you're going to be on the yellow blouse. You're going to be wearing it. Do-do-do-do.
No way, man.
No, right?
No effing way.
Does Liz have a father?
Like, I told you, Cooper. She's genetically engineered.
Maybe Cooper's a father.
Maybe.
I'm your father, Liz. Like, it's Cooper.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Could be anyone.
I got nothing.
There's another American out there.
Well, that's it. We will be back next week for all of us, including Jody, including what's his name, Flippo.
That guy.
I'm really gonna try to get Amir. I'll try to get Jody. We'll get Flippo. We'll get Spader. No, we won't get Spader. He'll be over there giving us his vest. Yeah, thanks Steph. Jimmy. Steph, how you doing?
God, I love Steph so much.
All right. But that's it. That's all I got. Where can the people find you? Steve, I think that's it. I think we're going to leave. I think we're done, Steve.
Yeah.
But where can the people find you?
Oh, people. Well, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram with my name, Julia Carey. Oh, Snapchat. Oh, the worst.
Oh, no, you're snapping.
A little bit. With my name, Julia Carey, JULIACEARLEY. Follow me.
You can find Joe Sanfilippo at, what is it? Joe Flippo. Yeah, mm-hmm. Joe Flippo. At Joe Flippo, and also his website, Joseph Sanfilippo. Yes. And find me at Joe K. Braswell on Twitter and Instagram, and JK Braz on, Snapchat. Yes, that's it. That's all I got. I'll bring the blouse with you. I'm not bringing the blouse. Okay, well, maybe I will. We're going to find anything out next week, are we?
What? Are we going to find anything out next week?
It says in the promos, you will find the answer. Whatever it says, like.
All right, so bring it, just in case.
Okay, well, I'm bringing the blouse.
All right.
We're going to lay it right here, and someone's throwing off their shirt and putting on the blouse. It's not going to be me.
It's not going to be me. Guarantee you that.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.